Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We are just a few days away from the last day of school. You've been hearing Brian, John, and Dalton doing the countdown each morning on the Wake Up Crew. Well, we are almost there, and that brings around some idle time for young people, and it brings a good opportunity for adventures through reading. And we're going to be talking about young people and reading and some of the fun things that they can do. Visiting with us this morning as we focus on the Rutherford County Library System, we're going to be talking with the Linebaugh's Youth Services Specialist, Laura Loggins. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And you have with you this morning another friend, this one, the Youth Services Assistant at the Smyrna Library, Liz McLuckie. How are you today?
I'm peachy. How are you?
Doing great. Well, tell us, does reading increase, and what do you do to encourage young readers during the summer months?
We have a wonderful summer reading program throughout our entire system, and it's kind of two-part. One part is the reading portion. The other part is performers and events to get people in all summer long. So to encourage that reading, we offer this kind of incentive for that program. We just don't want the summer slide. We want people to continue reading all summer long.
Now, are there particular books? Do the youngsters enjoy the longer books, or do they like the little ones they can get over in a day or so?
I think it just depends on the child. We don't actually specify what they have to read for our reading program. We only ask that they read on their level. So that's wonderful, because some people 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you know, it takes a while to get through a book. Others read, you know, much more quickly, and they really only need to read 40 books to hit our 600-minute mark.
Wow. Okay. So once that they've completed that, do they come along and tell you, I'm really glad we did this, or it was like an adventure reading that book, or some, you know?
Absolutely.
So they become good readers, which helps them later on in life.
They do. Statistics show that children who don't read for the 2 months of summer actually start school behind other readers. So it's really important that they continue reading through the summer. And what's 15 minutes a day? It's really, you know, if you're reading to your child at night, that's just a few books at night, you know, so it's really great.
So you're encouraging not only the children to read, but parents to read to them.
Oh yeah, our program is for all ages, right, Liz?
Yeah, my boss likes to say 0 to 99+.
So now when someone reads to a child, what does that do? So, you know, you're thinking, well, they're just reading something to them. How does that help the child?
It helps develop their vocabulary. It helps them to start recognizing words. If parents use their finger to go across the page as they read to the child, children pick that up. They can see, oh, that word is this. And eventually, over time, they'll mimic and they'll start to read with you. So it is very important. It's vital for parents to read to their children.
So when do children start actually putting together what the word looks like and the way it sounds?
I think it really depends
on the child.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So these are things that you're helping when your child is taking advantage of the reading programs at the Linebaugh Library System.
We are, and those incentives are really, they help.
They do.
They help get to keep kids reading.
I slipped there just a bit, because I'm trying to remember this is the Rutherford County library system now. Used to be Linebaugh.
Correct.
And took in all of the libraries, but it's Rutherford County, and each library is a branch now.
Correct.
So we have how many branches?
We have five. There's Linebaugh Public Library, Smyrna Public Library, Eagleville, MGL, and our Tech Center.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the bookmobile as well.
So just exciting things happening all around. And we haven't talked enough about the Smyrna Library. What a beautiful facility. We were there at a meeting the other day, and you have the pond outside. That's just gorgeous. I didn't realize that was there.
It's in a great setting, especially for the younger kids in school. They like to come to the library for story time, then they go across the street to visit the firemen, and then they have a picnic at the park. We're just in a really great location, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely beautiful.
Do they have ducks or anything? I didn't notice anything in the park.
I believe there are ducks.
Okay, so you can feed the ducks, mm-hmm. too. Okay. So all of that is right there at the Smyrna Public Library. And my granddaughter goes there and thoroughly enjoys the reading program, where the people read books to the kids.
Our story
well,
times.
Does.
So, and you do that at all the libraries, don't
yes.
you? You need to check, what is it called? And then people can call the library that's closest to them and say, what time is...
Story time.
Okay. Yes. Story makes sense.
That's and we'll both offer that this summer as well, depending on which branch you go to. The times vary.
What age is that appropriate for, story time?
Our story time is open to all ages.
Okay.
And ours, this year, we just have one for babies, 0 to 2. I mean, you can really come to it if you want. All of our programs, with the exception of that baby and our teen program, are for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, do you do other programs for youngsters? What other programs? Because the kids have so much time on their hands in the summertime and no school, you know.
We do. We offer something just about every day for, like Liz said, children of all ages and families. Do you want to talk about some of your programs, Liz?
Sure. So our kickoff is on June 5th at 10 a.m. It's the Super Science of Tennessee. So basically, it's a really great scientist. He comes in, and our theme this year is a universe of stories. It's all about space. So he's going to talk a little bit about lasers and have some really cool stuff going on. Every Thursday, we have what's called novel engineering. So we are going to read a picture book and then let the children identify a problem that the main character is having and then build something to help the main character solve that problem. It's a really great program. It's a lot of hands-on and a lot of creativity. It's awesome. We have the International Folk Fest this year at both branches.
Yes.
On June 13th, we have the Czech Republic at 10 a.m.
And we'll have Lithuania on June 11th at 10 a.m. They're actually coming from Lithuania to dance.
And so you actually can hear those people, see those people, and maybe even talk with those
it's
people.
It's phenomenal because you get to see them dressed up in folk dance costume. Sometimes they have the audience participate, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It's wonderful.
And what date is that again?
Smyrna's with the Czech Republic is on June 13th at 10 a.m.
And Linebaugh's is June 11th at 10 a.m. with Lithuania. Mm-hmm. And we have a kickoff at Linebaugh as well. It's on June 4th at 10 o'clock. Ours is a little bit different from Smyrna. We have this year, we have a face painter. We're going to be making alien floats. We are going to be watching a movie. We'll have a raffle drawing. We'll do a prize wheel. If it's nice out, we'll have bubbles and chalk out on the patio. So, and we also are serving lunch during that time. So there's a lot going on that day.
Okay, so make it a point to include the library in your plans.
Yes.
And the all ages. That's what's great. All ages will enjoy this. I mean, truly, all ages will enjoy being a part of that. What else is happening this summer at the libraries?
We are actually, both locations are summer feeding sites. We've partnered with Rutherford County Schools, and we will be offering lunch to everyone 18 and under for free every day this summer.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun things happening at our local library. The only thing that you need to do is to remember to take advantage of it, because these things, aren't they all free?
They are all free. And some of them have a registration required at Limebaugh, just because, you know, we don't want to run out of supplies for people who sign up. But that is only just a couple out of all of the events we have going on. One of those is a father-daughter tea event. It's just wonderful. Parents, dads dress up, and then little girls dress up, and they come and they have tea and sandwiches and craft. That's on June 15th at 10, and registration will open a couple of weeks prior. Mm-hmm. But that is one example of a registration required. Most everything else is not.
Okay. So these are things that you need to take advantage of it, and they're available at the Limebaugh Library, the Smyrna Library, Myrtle Glanton Lord, Eagleville, all of them.
Yes.
The Tech Center. The Tech Center, we haven't talked much about that. That's always a fun place. And I understand the virtual reality system is there, and kids and adults too will thoroughly enjoy
it. They'll be offering the summer reading signups there as well. Kathleen is heading that. And they're really excited because this is their first year of summer reading.
Yeah.
We all held this big comic book event, and that was very successful there. And, you know, people are starting to see what they have to offer. So we're definitely trying to promote them.
And where is the Tech Center?
I believe it is right over by Hobgood.
It is. It's right on the Hobgood campus, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you know where Hobgood Elementary School is, which is Mercury Boulevard.
Yes.
And you know where the fire department is. If you're a kid, you know where the fire department is on Mercury. It's behind the fire department and next to Hobgood School. So you would enter that from, is that Olympia on the road behind there?
I believe so. You can enter it from the front as well. There's signage there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So make that a point to check that out while you're checking things out there at the Rutherford County Library System. And speaking of checking things out, we're going to be checking some more things out. Well, maybe we won't. That sounds like it's way back in the background. I'm not sure why that is so far back in the background. We're going to pause for just a few moments, and we will continue the conversation. Right here, we're focusing on the Rutherford County Library System today.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. We at Farrah Construction also offer a 24-hour emergency service. Whether your shingles are blown off your roof, you have a tree on your roof, or if you have your whole house flooded, we offer a 24-hour emergency service. We can also help with any frozen pipes. We're family here at Farrah Construction. We care about you.
Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic out here on 24 westbound, making your way up past Walden Road into the Hickory Hollow area. It's not the worst we've ever seen it, but it's busy nonetheless. Traffic's busy out here also on 41 as you continue inbound on Murfreesboro. Applying a lot of radar this morning, spotted sections of 840 out here, especially headed towards Williamson County. Obergatlinburg Spring Festival May Fest going on now through May 27. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
A look now at the weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high around 90 degrees. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 69. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 60.
Bazing and elite checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing gives cell phone protection.
Hi, honey. We're going to have fresh fish tonight. Whoops, my phone.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
The Truman Show, weekday mornings at 9.
WGNS, your good neighbor. Harbor Station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
And Peggy Harris is our good neighbor of the day today, Peggy Harris. And she'll be receiving flowers from Ryan's Coffee, flowers and gifts. Absolutely, Peggy, congratulations to you. And if you know a good neighbor, let us know who they are. Send us their name, address, and phone number. Tell us why they should be the good neighbor today. Peggy Harris, our good neighbor today. And our birthday club winner who gets their choice of French macarons or a delicious cinnamon roll from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, Elena Johnson. Elena Johnson is our winner today. Well, the phone number, if you have a question about the Rutherford County Library System, 615-893-1450. And we're taking calls now, 615-893-1450. Maybe you have a question about a program that's being offered during this summer month. 615-893-1450. Maybe there's something in particular you have thoroughly enjoyed or has meant a lot to your family. Like to hear from you. 615-893-1450. Something happening at all of the libraries in the Rutherford County Library System. Now, the bookmobile, you had mentioned that. That's pretty unusual these days. I mean, we're one of the few county systems that has actually a bookmobile.
That is correct.
So, I mean, that is really a neat extra service. And I understand that it is for all ages, that you go to neighborhoods and the kids come along. You go to places that cater to seniors and they all come. Everybody enjoys the bookmobile.
Yes, and our drivers love doing that as well. They go out to events. Sometimes they go to preschools and other places, as you mentioned. And it's just a really neat experience for kids to come on and check out a book from, you know, our big bookmobile.
Oh, yeah. We were talking with some of the folks with the city schools who are sending the chow bus out, and they said in the area right behind them, after they eat, the bookmobile comes along, and many of the kids are reading, too. So,
yes.
Again, that's back into your thought of, if you read during the summer when school gets going again, you won't be behind.
Correct.
And it's, you just have to get youngsters into the habit of reading. And I've heard kids say it's like going on an adventure. I mean, you get to go into an old castle. You get to go into, just something exciting.
Exploring new places.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's neat because you'll see kids who are maybe reluctant readers initially, and then they find a character they identify with or a place that they're interested in, and suddenly they're excited about reading this series of books or excited about finding out other characters who are similar. And so they really take off at that point.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine also that if, as a parent, if you were not a big reader when you were growing up, but you want your child to be, and you know the importance of it, there may not be books that you can look back on and say, I loved that series.
Right.
So going to these readings, the story time, that would be a great opportunity for you to see what's popular out there. And then you can also, in turn, read some more of that series of books to your child in the evening hours.
Absolutely. And they can always come to any one of us and ask for book recommendations. We are happy to provide that for our families.
Do those recommendations change over the years? I remember when I was growing up, it was the Hardy Boys and stuff like that.
People still love the Hardy Boys, yes. But yes, book recommendations change according to kind of trends and, new authors. Mm-hmm. Some of our books are still tried and true, and people love those authors. But it's great to see what is, circulating in our system. It helps us to know. We watch what community trends are. We listen to patrons to hear what they want, and we try to make sure that we have those books in our system for them.
So there are new writers who come along. What's the hot writer today for young people? Are there some things that you would say, that is a good one for youngsters.
Yes.
Hot Riders for Kids. That would be any Mo Willems.
All Mo Willems titles are fantastic, like those Elephant and Piggy mm-hmm. and Pigeon books. John Clausen, he's great.
Mary Pope Osborne, the Magic Treehouse series. That's mm-hmm. that's a good one.
Yeah. So there are quite a few out there that kids are going for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are these books about? I mean, are they silly books? Are they scary books? What are they?
It just depends on the series. The one that Liz mentioned, Mo Willems, they're funny. They're very easy read. Mm-hmm. Very few words to a page, but the illustrations and the words that are there, it's just, kids love it, and they want to continue reading them, and they want to learn more words. So it really does help establish their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. So, and these are for all ages, is that right?
A few that we mentioned were picture books, and mm-hmm. The Mary Pope Osborne books are really for new readers, early chapter books.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can learn all sorts of things at the local library.
Yes. In fact, that makes me think of our Dewey Wynn Day on Mondays. Mm-hmm. You know, not only are there picture books and chapter books, but we can't forget nonfiction titles. And our Dewey Wynn Day every Monday at 10 through the summer, you come in, you spin a circus wheel with a number on the Dewey Decimal System, and you check out a book from that section, and then you'll get a prize. And the prize, we have so many amazing sponsors this year.
Yeah.
Throughout the summer, the prize for Dewey Wynn Day is a restaurant coupon. Ooh, so nice. All summer long, essentially, you can win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 restaurant coupons for everyone in your family. So it's great. It's a great program.
So, and all you do is spin the Dewey Decimal Wheel.
Check out a book from nonfiction, bring the receipt to us, and you will get a prize. We want you to start reading those nonfiction books, and so do your teachers, by the way.
Now, what about authors like Shel Silverstein?
Yeah, we still get requests for Shel Silverstein. Mm-hmm.
So still means it's not a hot item right now?
Not necessarily hot, but it depends. If people are looking for books on poetry, mm-hmm. that might be kind of their go-to.
Yeah, okay. One of my favorites was about the boa constrictor.
Yeah,
So, but what age group would that be for?
Oh, I think that one varies. What do you think, Liz?
Yeah, it's just, it depends on the kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was the sound, I think, of the words, sort of like a little older version of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
But correct. About weird topics, I'm being swallowed by a boa constrictor.
Right. Are you a zebra with white stripes, or a white zebra with black stripes, or a black zebra with white stripes, you know?
So all of these things were fun to hear. A little on the silly side, but that's good.
Quirky's good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So all of this is available at your local library.
Yes.
And it's free. It doesn't cost anything. How do you prove that you are authorized to have a library card? Or do you have to be a resident? Do you have to have a house? Or what?
So all you have to have is a Tennessee driver's license uh-huh. or some form of photo ID to get a library card. It has to either have your current address, or you have to have proof of address with you. And if you're a child, all you have to do is have your legal guardian with you, and they have to have that driver's license. So anyone can get a library card. They just need that license.
And that really opens a world of different services. I mean, if you're doing one of the big things nowadays is checking your genealogy, checking that, see where your roots are. Mm-hmm. The library, and our library, and in particular Lineball, has perhaps one of the finest genealogy
historical
departments.
Research. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You've gotten all sorts of books in that have been donated. Someone gave you a large library from Georgia, didn't they?
Yeah.
So all of that's open to the public at the Lineball Library.
That is correct.
Vine Street, Uptown Murfreesboro, next to City Hall. What about checking things online? Do you have online services that most people don't have at their homes?
So we do have Tennessee Reads. You can use that with your library card. It has ebooks, audiobooks. I believe there's movies, magazines, all kinds of stuff on that. There's Libby. There's Hoopla, which is a great service. It has CDs, movies, TV shows, audiobooks. It's a wonderful thing. And we have tons of digital resources.
Mm-hmm. Our online resources are vast.
And that's all waiting for you at the Rutherford County Library near you. And many of them are available at home, and you're able to get into those through your library card.
Yes, mm-hmm. If you have a library card and you go to rclstn.org, you can get onto an assortment of encyclopedias. You can get homework help. You can get SAT and ACT assistance.
There's the driver's practice test. Correct. For those who are wanting to get their license.
Yeah.
So all of that, again, all you have to do is to be a member of the Rutherford County Library System. Okay, tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. When we come back, we have much more to cover on our program spotlighting the Rutherford County Library System.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, "There's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit." I was like, "Oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband."
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. And if you have a very large group that you're wanting Demas's to be able to cater, our catering team is going to be there and ready to be able to serve you. We have catering menus, but we also have custom catering that we can do to whatever your event needs, whether it's a box lunches for your office gathering or whether it's something more formal. We are here to be able to help you and serve you in that capacity. Demas's Catering would love to be able to serve you and to serve your families, either large or small.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Being Drummer's Den, we have an exceptional amount of snare drums. We have cymbals, new and used, all types of cymbals. We have accessories. I have cajons, cowbells, sticks. It's all here. Music World and Drummer's Den. We're your hometown music store. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
This is Kevin Robertson, Systems Administrator with the Rutherford County Library System, and we're presenting a unique computer class for you this month. Web Dev, creating a website with HTML, CSS, and Flask. This course will cover the basics of front and back-end web development. It will start with the importance of using frameworks to build websites and then move into using the Flask framework for the back-end. Flask is a back-end web framework that allows users to process requests from the front-end, like getting a web page or updating user data in a database. Secondly, the focus will shift to the front end, where HTML is utilized to put content on a web page, and CSS is how we style that content to make it meet our designs. This class is taking place one time only on Tuesday, May 28th at 5:30 p.m. Our special guest instructor is Nathan Baker. Mr. Baker is a current graduate of the University of Michigan, where he earned a degree in computer science with a focus on computer systems. He is in Murfreesboro briefly visiting family before starting a job in Dallas as an iOS developer for Citibank Technologies. Mr. Baker discovered the Technology Engagement Center online while searching out a dev group here in Murfreesboro. He visited the tech, used the facility several times, then asked to speak to Trey Gwynn, the Technology Outreach Coordinator for Rutherford County Library System, about teaching a class. We are happy to meet talented individuals who want to share knowledge with their public library.
Hi, this is Laura Loggins with Limbaugh Public Library Youth Services.
And this is Christine Edwards with Limbaugh Public Library Youth Services.
This is Liz McLucky with Smyrna Public Library Youth Services.
And I'm Sandy Kaiser with the Smyrna Public Library Youth Services.
And I'm Cassandra Taylor with the MGL Library Youth Services.
And we are discussing the summer reading program for 2019. The theme this year is
A Universe of Stories.
From May 22nd to July 19th.
And we are just looking over our calendars here, and I'm looking at MGL's calendar.
We've got Limbaugh's calendar.
And I have Smyrna.
So, Cassandra, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's happening on June 3rd with MGL Science Lab?
So all of our science labs have their own theme, but for my starting one, we're going to be making our own moon rocks out of black sand, gold glitter, and baking soda. So you can form them together with a little bit of glue, and then afterwards you can explode them with vinegar, whichever. It's a mini volcano, but from space.
Sounds like fun.
Limbaugh, why don't you tell me a little bit about your summer reading kickoff on June 4th?
Oh my gosh, we have so much that day. We're really excited. We have a face painter. We're going to be doing our Dewey Prize Wheel. We're going to be showing a movie. We, if it's nice outside, we plan to have sidewalk chalk and bubbles out on the patio. We'll probably do a raffle drawing that day. We're excited about our kickoff this
year. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Smyrna, Sandy, and Liz, what is novel engineering?
Well, novel engineering is an innovative approach to integrate problem solving and literacy. So we're going to take an easy picture book and read it to our participants. Then together they're going to identify problems and challenges that the main character encounters, and either individually or in small groups, they will design and create solutions to these problems. This program will encourage children to explore, imagine, collaborate, and create.
Neat. Cassandra, I see you have Dewey Wind Day going, and we do as well. Can you tell us about yours?
So we'll be doing ours weekly, and that's where we get most of our sponsors are for Dewey Wind Day. So they will be spinning, and then they have to go check out the book, and then when they read it, they get a prize. Also, to try to get more of our kids at Patterson Park Community Center to complete their summer reading program for the prize, we have started a VIP book club that will get to meet with us half of their lunch break through their summer camp. So that will also tie in with the Dewey Wind Days for those VIP kids. Well, they'll get more prizes than most of the other kids at Patterson Park doing our summer reading program.
That sounds fantastic. And you want to tell about ours, Christine?
Yeah, and at Limbaugh, we'll be doing our Dewey Wind Days on Mondays, all day, starting from 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. You can come in and spin the wheel. It's a Dewey Decimal Wheel, and you check out whatever number you land on. Example, if you were to land on 641, which is cooking, then you would check that out, bring us your receipt, and you can win a prize. And we have an assortment of lovely restaurant prizes for you.
So essentially all summer long, you can win restaurant coupons throughout the summer on Mondays. So it's really awesome. We have so many great sponsors.
I saw Smyrna is doing the Space Quest Star Lab with the Discovery Center on June 11th. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. On June 11th, we're partnering with the Discovery Center to offer the StarQuest mobile program. Participants will explore space through fun activities and lessons. There will be four programs throughout the day beginning at 10 a.m., with the last program starting at 2:15. Space is limited to around 25 people per program.
Hey, Limbaugh, can you tell us a little bit about your mission control programs that I see that you have on Mondays?
Sure. Each mission control Monday is going to be vastly different. We'll have something diverse each day. One of the things that we've planned is an obstacle course. We also have an astronaut coming, local astronaut Ray Seddon will be here. Monday's
we have Christine. Galactic Slime that we're doing.
Yes, yeah, we'll be doing that.
And our obstacle course is a astronaut training course.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. And we don't want to tell too many of our secrets that day because we want it to be kind of a surprise for our patrons coming in.
I'm sure your patrons, especially your children, will enjoy that very much.
I think they will as well. Liz, can you tell us about the lunch at the library? I know you're doing that in addition to Line Bar.
We sure are. So Monday through Friday, starting on June 3rd through July 26th, from 11:30 to 12:30, any child 18 and under can come to the Smyrna Library and have lunch for free. It's a great program, and we are very excited about it.
That's great.
This is in partnership with Rutherford County Schools.
Mm-hmm. I see on yours, you guys are also doing lunch at the library. Can you tell us about that at Limebaugh?
We are. We're offering it from 10:30 to 11:30, actually, Monday through Friday. It begins on June 3rd and ends July 19th. Same thing, anyone 18 and under can eat for free. And it's just going to be really awesome. We did this last year, and we had a great number of participants, and we're excited to participate in this program again.
Also, if you're over 18, you can get a lunch, but there's going to be a fee for it. Mm-hmm. I think it's like somewhere between $3.50. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Cassandra, looks like you're doing reading with Zeke this summer.
It will be our first time getting to do the pause reading at MGL, so I hope it will be a great success. We've already had some kids get to meet Zeke. He came in to introduce himself a little bit, so they're very excited. And I think it's really going to help some of my younger readers with their pronunciation. They're actually pretty excited about it because I've got a lot of babies wanting to learn to read right now.
And if it's anything like ours, it's a trained assisted
mm-hmm.
reading
He's
dog.
He's trained, and then he'll be in the private Studio B next to us every Tuesday. So he'll be in his own room that you'll get to go into and have a private session with him.
Is registration required for that, or is it just kind of first come, first serve?
I really think it's first come, first serve. We may do registration if it picks up, just because we don't know how to gauge the total interest right now. But yeah, I'm excited.
We have Stevie, and we've met Zeke, and he's amazing. And we love Stevie, so we're excited to offer that program as well throughout the summer.
And at Lime Ball, it is registration required for
it is.
Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Liz, I know you're in charge of teen programming at Smyrna, and you've got a few fun ones. Which do you think is going to be your favorite this summer?
There are two that I'm really excited about. So, on June 21st, I know our calendar says we're doing trivia, but we've actually made a change. We're doing a teen space-themed escape game. I'm really excited about that one. And then on July 12th, we have our teen grand finale. We're going to have DJ Kid Green, and I think our teens are really going to be excited to have a DJ at their grand finale.
Limebaugh also has a DJ at our grand finale, DJ Dandy, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Smyrna will also have that same DJ at our grand finale party, too.
We're also doing a lot of movies. What kind of movies are you guys looking at for your summer reading?
Smyrna's currently not going to be showing any movies this summer.
So MGO will be doing a screening for our VIP book club, a little different just because they will be older kids compared to our toddlers. So we'll be viewing A Trip to the Moon from 1934. It was the first actual film, and it's by the French director. Many people know the film from the movie The Invention of Hugo Cabaret. So we're going to do a tie-in story time with that book also, and hopefully maybe have a few that I can give away.
Laura, I see that Limebaugh is going to have the International Folk Fest on June 11th. Can you tell me which group you have this year?
Oh my gosh, that's probably one of my favorite events. I shouldn't say that here, we're recording, but I love when they come because they're coming from a different country, and it's really incredible to be able to witness that culture. But this year we have Lithuania coming, and we're really excited to host them.
That's a fun group.
You have them as well, correct?
We actually...
So what group do you have?
We do have the International Folk Fest on Let's see, June 13th at 10 a.m. And we have the Czech Republic.
Oh, we've had them in the past, and they are fantastic.
The first group Smyrna had when we did our partnership with the International Folk Fest was Czech Republic. So we're excited to have them return and entertain our patrons again.
Anything else that anyone wants to add for the summer?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of teen events happening throughout the summer as well, and Brittany will be doing those as well as tween events. So a couple of those I think that we'd really like to highlight are
Some of her crafts look amazing.
They do. They look fantastic. The father-daughter tea will be happening. That is a registration required event, and it's really for any age. It's really special. Fathers and daughters dress up, and we serve them sandwiches, and they get tea, of course, and they get to craft, and it's just a really neat event.
And that's on June 15th, right?
Yes, June 15th. And she also has a lot of crafts planned, as you were mentioning, Christine, like, for example, the Night Sky in a Jar. That's one that should be pretty incredible as well. So I'd suggest that people look at our calendar. We'll be placing those out on May 22nd at the beginning of our summer reading program to see the different events and assortment of things that we have going on throughout the summer.
Also, you can find any of our information from MGL Smyrna or Lime Ball on Facebook, or you can go to our websites and pull up the information. It has all of our details for the summer reading program.
You can also register for summer reading yourself through the website at rclstn.org.
And that will start May 22nd, the registration.
Registration is online for Lime Ball and MGL, but not for Smyrna and Eagleville. You have to actually visit those branches and sign up in person to get your reading logs.
Another thing that Smyrna is going to have, and we've been having this for many, many years, is that if you're a train lover, we would like you to come on June 22nd and 23rd. We have InTrack of Nashville, and they will set up like a little train display, and I know it's a favorite for the young and the old, and it will be from 9 to 5 on each of these days.
We also have special events at Lime Ball, and I believe other places have special events, but our special events will include balloon artist Scott Tripp and magician Bruce Amato at different dates throughout the summer, and you can go online or go to Facebook to find out those dates.
And the NHECM Wildlife Group is coming to both Smyrna as well as Lime Ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that because they have live animals, so that's pretty cool.
And they're bringing animals that inspired space travel.
I love that.
And Laura, why don't you, because you're pretty good at explaining this, tell them the specifics of the summer reading program and what needs to happen about, you know, what they need to read or how much they need to read and prizes and stuff.
Sure. I think for everybody, you need to read 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or 40 books. Is that how it is for you?
Smyrna is a little different. Babies up to 3 years of age will read 30 books.
Okay.
And then if you're 4 years and up to 99 plus, as I like to say, then you're required to read 600 minutes to complete the reading challenge.
Yes, ours is 600 minutes as well, but it's for everybody. And I think that's how MGL is doing it also.
That's how we're doing it. And the best way for our kids, because we have kids that are there all day, because of Patterson Park, it's a little different, so that's why we're doing the lunch, and they would have the last 30 minutes each day of their lunch to help meet that goal. And if they were to stay and read for the 30 minutes by about 2.5 weeks, all of our kids will complete.
So even as a system doing this as a summer reading program, it sounds like each of us has something incredibly unique to offer our patrons in our areas.
And I would like to add that even though Miss Donna couldn't be here from Eagleville today, that our Eagleville branch is also participating in the summer reading program.
Oh, she has so much planned. I'm really excited to see what she has for those children.
And then at the end of the program, if you've completed your reading hours or amount of books that you read, we will also have prizes at each of the locations. Mm-hmm. And what is the begin date that you can pick up prizes?
the last day to pick up prizes is the 19th mm-hmm. of July, and the first day to collect your prizes is June 25th, yes.
If you're at the Smyrna branch and participating, we actually have halfway prizes for babies up through 12 years of age, and you can start picking those up on June 18th.
Cassandra, do you have a different date that you can begin pickup prizes?
Pickup prizes, I think, is the same, the 25th, as you guys. And then we are doing something different this year that they haven't really done in the past. You do have to complete our summer reading program to attend our finale.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, we would encourage those who sign up to really follow through and complete as well, because, you know, it is so important, even for adults, for those children to see you reading and for you to be reading to kids during the summer so that they don't have that summer slide and so that their brains can continue to just grow and continue to absorb additional information so their vocabularies can grow. Reading is vastly, incredibly important for
everyone. And also to teach them follow through and to finish something to start.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I also love our Dewey Win Day, because it encourages children and adults to go to that nonfiction section so that they check out those books that have the greater, larger vocabulary words in them.
Join us as we gear up for reading and blast off.
And if that's everyone, I guess we'll all say goodbye from Youth Services, from Lime Ball, Smyrna, and MGL.
MGL Library.
Bye.
Bye.
That's going to do it for our tribute to the Rutherford County Library System. We're beginning a new adventure. The warm weather season is here. Schools are about out. We're counting the days, and you can do the countdown each morning with the Wake Up Crew. They're doing the countdown for you. And that's exciting for the young people. Opportunities to take adventures through reading. Check the Rutherford County Library System nearest you. And have a good reading summer. Thank you very much to the Rutherford County Library System for joining us today. Truman is next on your good neighbor station, WGNS. Hey, stay with us. Much more to come. There ya, eagle. See there ya, no summer.